Blog Talk Radio.
Scotty Wall on the beat, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we go.
Just listen one more time.
Little mama got a fatty. Till I take her home, beat her like I'm a daddy.
Oh yeah.
Little mama got a fatty, yeah. Won't be long till I take her home, beat her like I'm a daddy.
Oh yeah.
Little mama got it.
Little mama got the right idea. Posted in the club with the bottle right near. Four bad bitches to the left, I swear. With the Henny and the Remy and a tad of that clear. Body on Fuego from Turks and Caicos. Beauty on the tent, fatty by the caseload. Bad bitches in the club, straight wild. Spanish, black, Mexicans, Italians. Doing shots until they tops fall off. Until I take them to the telly, knock they block straight off. I'm in rare form, doing the Bernie. Drunk as fuck, but cool, pursuing my journey. Damn. She really got a fat, sitting in them jeans like, damn it. Man, she really got a fat, sitting in them jeans like, damn
it. Little mama got a fatty. It won't be long till I take her home, beat it like I'm a daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Little mama got a fatty, yeah. Won't be long till I take her home, beat it like I'm a daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Little mama got a
Little mama got a fatty, I'm like, what up? Eyes wide open, Bugatti when I pull up. You tryna fuck? Know you got some friends, what you see about a 7 or 8 and 2 tens? What you bottles on me? Some circle, you know it. Got some cookies from the bay, which one of y'all tryna blood? You smoke weed, you pop pills. Cold ass nigga, all these bitches got chills. And AZ, I'm like the Jay-Z. You want a feature, gotta pay me, that's how I keep the shit lit. Walk up in the club, see the shit lit. Anywhere I go, see the shit lit. Double the trouble, she know I'm with it, she with it. I get popped with this lean, that's a conjugal visit, you know. She got ass like Amber Rose in China, but today I ain't see it, cause I'm all in
Little
that vagina.
Mama got a fatty. It won't be long till I take her home, beat it like I'm a daddy.
Oh yeah.
Little mama got a fatty, yeah. Won't be long till I take her home, beat it like I'm a daddy.
I seen baby in the club chilling with a team. She kinda had me with the fatty sitting in them jeans. 36, 24, 36 waistline. Catching every curve, hit superb to the baseline. Listen baby, got the shots on deck. With a crew of real niggas with the knots on deck. Rose gold kilo, cocked on neck. With the 85 fleece on, rock so fresh like. Yeah, let me see what you're working with. Nah, let me see what you're twerking with. Rock the boat, shake the mill. Ease it up, beat it up like, man, she really got a fatty, sitting in them jeans like, damn, man, she really got a fatty, sitting in them jeans like, damn.
Little mama got a fatty, it won't be long till I take her home, beat it like I'm a daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Little mama got a fatty, yeah. Won't be long till I take her home, beat it like I'm a daddy.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Dr. Geo Show, rapper superstar Richie Evans. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Long time no talk.
Man, you know, we're just trying to work it out and make it, you know, make it do what it do. You know, we over here working, though, you know?
I figured. Great to have you along. I love the new single.
Man, I appreciate it. Like I said, man, it's your new record featuring, you know, my big homie, The Game, called Fatty. And like I said, man, we just out, you know, high-fiving, kissing babies, just trying to make it happen, man. You know, it's a real good radio record that's really picking up a lot of momentum.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Appreciate it.
So this is going to be coming from your upcoming album entitled The Commitment.
Yeah. I got my, you know what I'm saying, my first official, you know, album called The Commitment going to be released And people who've been kind of following me, you know, the last couple of years, I dropped a couple of mixtapes and did some things like that. But, you know, now, you know, I feel comfortable with the real body of work that I've put together to drop in an official solo project.
And I know that's a lot of hard work.
Man, you know, it took a lot of time. It took a lot of years. But I think I got it finally right, though. I'm figuring it out day by day, though. You know what I mean?
There you are. Hey, I guess you're out in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah. I'm based out of, you know, Phoenix, Arizona. That's where I'm from. That's where my roots is landed at. You know, I go back and forth to L.A. a lot, you know, because that's where a lot of the industry is at. But, yeah, Phoenix is home base for me.
Love it. I know it's cold here in Michigan, in Detroit, Michigan, I'm telling you.
Right, listen, I went to Flint. And then I went to, what was the name of it? I stayed at this casino. It was like by the General Motors. I think it was Motor City, I think.
Oh, yeah, Motor City Casino.
Yeah. Went out there, you know what I'm saying, with Game. We had a concert, and, you know, it was dope. It was super cold, though, but, I mean, I liked it, though. You know, I'm with Detroit.
Yeah, that is a really cool casino. You can see it from the expressway. It's all lit up.
Okay.
And they got the soundboard. It's a really cool place, real cool venue for artists. They just had Vanessa Williams there not too long ago.
Okay. She's classic. I think we was in, is it called Greektown? Is that the name?
Yeah, Greektown.
Greektown, yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? We ended up rocking a show out there in Greektown, and it was dope. It was super dope.
That's awesome. I wish I would have known.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make sure the next time I get out there, I'm going to make sure I reach out in line and, you know what I'm saying, invite y'all to the show, man. We can have a couple cocktails or two and, you know, catch up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean that. Yeah, I would definitely come out. I would bring the rest of the crew from here to come out and meet you. That would be really cool.
Yeah, for sure. I'll make sure I put that on the I'm going on a promo run for Fatty here shortly, so I will gladly make sure I reach out and you know, whenever I get up to the Detroit area, for sure.
So tell us about the new single. Wrote and produced it?
I didn't produce it. I wrote it, of course, but it's actually produced by a guy, his name is Scotty, who's based out of Chicago. I was in the studio working. We was kind of going through the album, and you know, I felt like I needed something for, you know, radio. You know what I mean? I kind of needed something for now. You know, a lot of the album is based upon personal experience and my grind and struggle trying to, you know, get to a certain level of success within this industry. So I felt that the album was lacking something that just, you know, radio can take heed to. So, you know, we ended up working in the studio for a while. I ended up hearing the record. You know, I loved it. I ended up recording the verse, knocked it down. Game was in the next studio working on Documentary 2. So I walked over there, you know, gave it to him right quick. You know, he jumped on it, knocked it out ASAP. We got a mix and master, and then we ended up putting it out, and that's what we got now.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you tell us a little bit about your first mixtape release. So you also have worked with people that work with Ice Cube, Lil Wayne, and Nas.
Yeah. You know, the crazy thing about it is when I first initially, you know, signed with Game, you know, I had the time to meet, you know what I mean, other major artists, you know what I mean? And I built personal and business relationships with them as I was helping him, you know, go on tour and things like that. As time went by, you know what I mean, I put together my first mixtape called Death Certificate, and you know, the people that I end up building, you know, relationships with, I asked them to hop on it, and they did it. As time went by, you know what I'm saying, as I got to progressing and touring and really trying to understand what this industry was about, I still maintained a certain friendship with them. So, you know, I got, you know, on the album, I got T.I. on the album, August Alsina on the album, Tech N9ne on the album, and Game, of course, on this Fatty record. So I think I got a real good, you know, pretty outline of some major hip hop artists on the project that I think that people really gonna like.
That's great. Yeah, quite a few downloads I noticed. You weren't kidding.
Yeah. A lot.
And You also even have been on with David Letterman.
Yeah, I was on David Letterman years back. Like I said, with Game, that was how I kind of got introduced to the world. You know what I mean? Like I said, he put me on a real big respectable platform. You know, I was able to like I said, learn a lot and build a lot. You know from him. But I did David Letterman. I had a chance to do the BET Hip Hop Awards. Of course, you know, I was in some of the hip hop publications as far as XXL and Source and things like that. So. I mean, I got a pretty respectable body of work I'm working with.
Yeah. Well, how would you describe your music? How is it different than a lot of other artists?
Honestly, man, you know, I think a lot of artists nowadays are really getting caught in the trend.
Yeah.
You know, atmosphere where you know people just want to make music for the moment. You know what I'm saying? And I think that. That's kind of been my gift and the curse, where a lot of my music is more personal, more emotionally felt. You know what I'm saying? You know, my visions and views through life and what I've been through and what I've seen. And I think the difference is, you know, I really speak from a personable standpoint when it comes to music. You know, nowadays, you know, everybody's creating, you know, and nothing's wrong with it, but everybody's creating some type of dance with their song or, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying anything is really wrong with that, but I'm just more of a, you know, a personable type of person. You know what I mean? I'd rather a person hear my music and try to relate to what I've been going through and what I'm going through than to just throw out something just for the sake of being trendy, you know?
Yeah, more to touch people, something they can relate to.
Right.
You know,
right.
Personal
right.
experience.
Right.
Well, who are some of the people growing up? Who are some of the people you kind of looked up to that kind of influenced you?
You know, what's crazy is I got a real wide range of music I like to listen to. I mean, of course, in the hip hop field, you know, your Ice Cubes, of course, you know, your N.W.A.'s, your Dr. Dre's, Game, Scarface, DMX, T.I. You know, but also, you know, I'm a fan of, you know. Bon Jovi and you know what I'm saying, Aerosmith and, you know, other you know, John Lennon and things like that. So I got a real vast, you know, range of people that influence me and that I listen to. So I think I'm very well grounded when it comes to that musical department.
Did you go see Straight Outta Compton?
I did. I you know what I'm saying, a couple of my, you know, buddies, you know, were in that movie. And you know, honestly, I think that movie was depicted, like, so well. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I know Dr. Dre, and I've had an opportunity to speak to him and work with him a little bit, and same with Ice Cube. And I think that they brought that movie to life as much as they could. You know what I mean? As for what that they were working with. Great movie. How about yourself? Did you see it?
Oh, yeah. I love that movie. Yeah. And I grew up in the late 80s. You know, I was growing up at that time, so I can really relate. You know,
right.
with the music industry at that time and the popularity of N.W.A. back then, just, you know, they really were pushing the envelope, you know. They were really, really innovative.
Yeah, I mean, it was classic, man, classic.
So when you have everything in place, are you going to be doing a tour, you think?
Yeah. Like I said, right now, the record is breaking breaking state lines. You know what I mean? We're picking up momentum on the record. Right now, we're putting up a tour in place. I'm gonna go on a tour. I'm gonna most likely hop on the Documentary 2 tour with Game as well. So, I got a bunch of different outlets. You know what I'm saying? That I'm gonna be attacking pretty soon.
Where would you most like to go to do a tour?
You know what? I've been around the world twice, so I would have to say I would love to go back to Dublin, Ireland, and I would love to go back to Manchester in the United Kingdom. I mean, those were some places that were very, very, you know, inspirational to me, just for the fact that they're just really big fans of music, and they just love, you know, hip-hop, you know, hip-hop music and rap. So, yeah, I would say Ireland and Manchester.
Did you get a chance to try some of the restaurants in Ireland?
Oh, of course. Actually, I got a funny story. I'm not a real big beer drinker. I drink, you know, tequila. And when I was in Ireland, you know, I went to a little pub, and they was trying to express to me about the Guinness River. So, you know, I told them I've never drunk a Guinness beer in my life. And so they kind of gave me a Guinness beer, but since I don't drink beer, I was like, I didn't want it. But they got so offended, like, you know what I mean? Like, they got so offended, like, how are you not going to drink our beer? Like, this is where the Guinness, you know, river runs. So there was, like, 100 people in there, and I was, like, the only American in there. So, of course, I kind of changed my tune, and I drank the beer. But, you know, it was a good time. You know what I'm saying? The beer was strong. It was good. Great people, great environment. So, you know, shout out to Dublin, Ireland out there, man.
Oh, yeah, they're listening. This is worldwide.
Love.
Yeah, we're international as well here on Block Talk Radio. Yeah. Dr. Gio Show, yeah. Phoenix rapper Richie Evans. You teamed up with The Game in your new single.
Yeah, Fatty. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check me out. Y'all can follow me at Twitter, at Who Is Richie. You can follow me on Instagram, at Who Is Richie. Or if you want to keep up to the day-to-day and get some music, make sure you log on to www.richie-evans.com. And that's www.richie-evans.com.
That's awesome. What do you like using the most out of everything, Twitter or Facebook?
You know what? I'm not a fan of Facebook. Honestly, my main one is Instagram, and I want to say my second one is Twitter. So
Twitter.
I'm really on Twitter and Instagram the most.
The most. I like Instagram because you can just post pictures, you know, right away. It's pretty convenient.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And how can people get your music? What's the best way for them to get download your music?
Best way they can do, like I said, of course, you can, you know, of course, log on to iTunes. You know what I'm saying? I got my mixtapes under there. Everything is under Richie Evans. You can make sure you do that. Again, you can log on to my official website, www.richie-evans.com. Like I said, you can follow around there and, you know, jump on the SoundCloud as well. So any music outlet out there right now that's, you know, selling music or putting out music, make sure you check out Richie Evans, and I'm sure that it'll be available for you.
That's great. That's awesome. I'm so happy for you. I believe we've talked before. It was a while back, I believe, though.
Yeah.
So you have really been working, like you said. You know, you've been working, getting your music out there. And if you get the tour, hopefully, underway soon. I know your fans want to check you out. That's probably the most fun is seeing everybody live.
Yeah. That's the thing right there, man. It's just, you know, I can't wait to really jump back on this road and really get with the fans, you know what I mean, face-to-face. And you know, it's going to be a real good time. So, like I said, man, if anywhere y'all out there in the 50 states, make sure y'all come out there and check me out. I'm going to make sure I turn it up 5 notches for you guys.
What kind of advice do you have for other rappers out there that are trying to, you know, get their music out there?
Honestly, man, you just got to believe in yourself. I mean, you know, I think that you know, you just got to really focus and believe, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. And, you know, sometimes things take time, you know what I'm saying? But as long as you continuously work on your craft and put the time in and, you know, build these certain respectable relationships and make great music, everything is going to take care of itself. Like I said, just believe in yourself, man, have faith in God and make it happen.
That's right. Yeah, you got to believe in yourself. I mean, there's just no other way if you're going to make it.
That's it.
You know, it's not going to fall in your lap, that's for sure.
Right, for sure.
So what's your ultimate dream in the future?
You know, my ultimate goal, man, is, like I said, to put out my official debut album, The Commitment, you know what I'm saying, and it respectively sell a certain amount of records. I want to go tour the U.S. and international again. And I just really want to build a foundation for my brand, the Evans Administration. I want to try to find some new talent, and just want to try to, you know, I just want to try to nurture it and put, you know, put new artists out and you know, and give the type of help that, you know, I necessarily didn't have or couldn't get. You know what I mean?
So you'd like to produce other rappers in the future?
Of course.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, whenever I'm on tour, I'm gonna make sure I keep my eyes and my ears peeled to the new talent that's coming out, and hopefully I can find someone and put them in positions, and they can, you know what I'm saying, surpass me and do it five times bigger, you know?
That's the way to do it. Hey, what are some of your favorite foods to cook while you're on tour?
You know what, man? You know what I'm saying? I'm a steak connoisseur. I love steak. You know what I'm saying? That's my thing. I love to go check out a great steakhouse. But I'm also a pasta lover. So I like a good pasta. You know, but I'm also open minded whenever it comes to food in different countries. You know what I mean? Like I try different types of things when I'm in different countries that are not necessarily available, you know what I'm saying, to us here in the States. So I'm very open-minded whenever it comes to food.
How about in Manchester? What was, like, the popular food there?
It's oddly, but, like, fish and chips was the thing out there.
Oh, fish
and
chips.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that was, like, their main thing. Fish and chips, and they was real big on, like, curry chicken.
And curry chicken. Wow, it's cool to be able to try all these different foods while you're out there, you know, international cuisine.
Yeah, yeah. But one thing I will say about them overseas, though, that they love to drink. I think I was doing shots and shots for days. For sure.
But, yeah, they love their drink. They don't mess around.
Real life.
And the lifestyle, too. You know, they're not, I don't think that they get as stressed as we do here in the States.
Nah.
They love their afternoon siesta.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. I'm there. Like I said, they love the music, they love the lifestyle, so it works.
That's right. Hey, well, I want to thank you for joining me here on Dr. Geo Show, Talk Radio.
Man. And I want to say again. Dr. Geo, I, you know, appreciate you for the interview and for the time. Like I said, whenever I come to Detroit, I'm going to make sure I reach out to you. Like I said, we can go do a couple shots of tequila, you know what I mean, and talk this music and life thing. And for all the fans out there, man, like I said, make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Who Is Richie. And make sure that y'all keep requesting and checking out my new single, Fatty, featuring my big homie, The Game. Yeah.
And here's the new single right here. Thanks for joining me. Thank you so much, Richie.
All love.
Scotty Wall on the beat, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, here we go.
Just listen one more time.
Little mama got a fatty. It won't be long till I take her home, beat her like I'm a daddy. Got a fatty, yeah. Won't be long till I take her home. Beat it like I'm a daddy. Little mama got
Little mama got the right idea. Posted in the club with the bottle right near. Four bad bitches to the left, I swear. With the Henny and the Remy and a tad of that clear. Body on Fuego from Turks and Caicos. Beauty on the tent, fatty by the caseload. Bad bitches in the club, straight wild. Spanish, black, Mexicans, Italians. Doing shots until they tops fall off. Until I take them to the telly, knock their block straight off. I'm in rare form, doing the Bernie. Drunk as fuck, but cool, pursuing my journey. Damn. She really got a fat, sitting in them jeans like, damn it. Man, she really got a fat, sitting in them jeans like, damn.
Little mama got a fatty. It won't be long till I take her home, beat it like I'm a daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Little mama got a fatty, yeah. Won't be long till I take her home, beat it like I'm a daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Little mama got a
Little mama got a fatty, I'm like, what up? Eyes wide open, Bugatti when I pull up. You tryna fuck? Know you got some friends. What you see about a 7, a 8, and 2 tens? What you bottles on me? Some circle, nut. Got some cookies from the bay. Which one of y'all tryna blood? You smoke weed, you pop pills. Cold ass nigga, all these bitches got chills. And AZ, I'm like the Jay-Z. You wanna feature, you gotta pay me. That's how I keep the shit lit. Walk up in the club, see the shit lit. Anywhere I go, see shit lit. Double the trouble, she know I'm with it, she with it. I get popped with this lean, that's a conjugal visit, you know. She got ass like Amber Rose in China, but today I ain't see it, cause I'm all in
Little
that vagina.
Little mama
Let's
got a fatty. It won't be long till I take her home, beat it like I'm a daddy.
Oh yeah.
Love mama got a fatty, yeah. Won't be long till I take her home. Beat it like I'm a daddy.
I seen baby in the club chillin' with a team. She kinda had me with the fatty sitting in them jeans. 36, 24, 36 waistline. Catching every curve, hit superb to the baseline. Listen, baby, got the shots on deck. With a crew of real niggas with the knots on deck. Rose gold kilo, cocked on neck. With the 85 fleece on, rock so fresh like, yeah. Let me see what you're working with. Nah, let me see what you're twerking with. Rock the boat, shake the mill. Ease it up, speed it up like, man. She really got a fatty sitting in them jeans like them. Man, she really got a fatty sitting in them jeans like them.
Little mama got a fatty. It won't be long till I take her home. Beat it like I'm a daddy.
Oh yeah.
Little mama got a fatty, yeah. Won't be long till I take her home. Beat it like I'm a daddy. Scotty Wall on the beat, yeah.